Chapter 35. Batten Down the Hatches. The argument between the Dread Pirate Roberts and Variety Jones didn't last long. They needed each other and knew it. But it would mark a turning point in the relationship between the two men, where there was no question that DPR was now in charge. And Jones wasn't going anywhere, as he had warned. He was making tens of thousands of dollars a month in salary from the site, and needed that money, whether he liked it or not. Ross needed VJ, too. He was ready to take the next step in the life of his business. It was time to close ranks and bring some corporate order to his illegal drug empire. "I wanted to raise a topic we haven't discussed before," DPR wrote to Variety Jones. Ross knew VJ would be thrown off by the comment. While the two men had no idea what the other looked like, over the past year they had discussed almost everything imaginable, from the personal to the professional. They had shared their hopes, dreams, fears, and desires, and counseled each other on every aspect of those worlds. The Dread Pirate Roberts had even trusted Variety Jones enough to tell him personal things about Ross Ulbricht, explaining that he had once been a physics student in college, and about having his heart broken by his old girlfriend from Texas. So when Dredd wanted to talk about something new, VJ was a bit taken aback. "Can't imagine there is a topic we haven't discussed before." But there was one, and it might have been the most important topic of all. "Local security," DPR wrote. Ah, yes, that. Ross had been working for months to try to fix security vulnerabilities, both in his life and on the site. After many close calls, including instances of hackers attacking the servers, and constantly having to move to different coffee shops and cities to cover up his secrets, he was fully aware that he had to put together a plan to protect every single area of his life that made him vulnerable. He hadn't been caught yet. If he was more careful going forward, Ross reasoned, he would never be caught. And given the amount of attention the site was receiving, being mentioned in hundreds of news articles a week all over the world, the people hunting him would only grow more desperate. Silk Road's wares had expanded beyond drugs and guns to include synthetic drugs from China. Among them, new forms of synthetic heroin, like fentanyl, which was up to 100 times stronger than traditional morphine, not to mention a slew of explosives and other highly dangerous goods. So it was time to bolster his defenses and strengthen his security. He wasn't going to take any chances. To begin, he put Variety Jones in charge of looking into any possibility that law enforcement, or LE, as they abbreviated it, might be lurking on the site. Next, Ross got to work securing other vulnerable areas of his life, including his own laptop. First and foremost, he made sure his Samsung 700Z was properly encrypted. He had talked to VJ about this before, days after they read the news about someone being arrested for leaking information to WikiLeaks. The news reports about the bust noted that the man had used exactly the same password to log into his computer and for his encryption software, and that the FBI cracked it in no time at all. "What a macaroon," VJ had written. "Weak," Ross agreed. "If he had a good password, they'd have nothing," VJ said, referring to the Phoebes, the nickname they used for the FBI. He then added that the man who had been arrested was an idiot for not taking security more seriously. With this ominous lesson, Variety Jones offered some advice to DPR. "You should set up your computer to automatically shut down if it hasn't been used for a certain period of time. More important, you need to install a kill switch, where you can press a random key on your laptop that kills the machine instantly. This way, if the Phoebes approach you in public, you press the key and your computer is locked forever." Dredd replied that he would do just that. Now Ross had another question for Vijay, asking if he should store his files in the cloud so his laptop was completely clear of anything related to the Silk Road. This way, if the man behind the mask were ever grabbed with his hands on the keyboard, there would be nothing that could link him to the site. "Would be nice," DPR wrote, "to think that my laptop has nothing critical or incriminating on it." After some back and forth on the pros and cons of each, the negative being that storing everything in the cloud would make working on the site painfully slow, Variety Jones suggested that Dredd keep all his Silk Road files on his computer, but that he encrypt them. So if his computer was grabbed by the Phoebes, they would never be able to get inside. Great idea. Okay, just needed to talk that through, DPR said. Thanks. As another backup plan, the most wanted man on the internet could never have too many, Ross decided to partition the hard drive on his laptop into two different sections. This was like cutting an earthworm in half, so that it regenerated and became two new worms. His computer essentially now became two computers with two different accounts, with one side of the machine strictly allocated to the Dredd Pirate Roberts and used only for all things Silk Road. The other side of the computer was assigned to Ross, and was where he would email his friends and family, log in to Facebook, and flirt with girls on dating websites. This was when Ross created a very strict rule, perhaps the most important of all his new security enhancements. Anything that could be linked to Ross Ulbricht online, personal emails or social media, would never be done on the DPR side of the computer. On the flip side, anything that linked to the Dredd Pirate Roberts, logging into the Silk Road, chatting with Vijay, uploading new code to the servers, would never happen on Ross's side of the computer. This was imperative to ensure that the two identities did not leave a trail back to each other online. For the backup plan to the backup plan, Ross added booby traps that would activate in the highly unlikely event that someone did get into his laptop. One of the traps made the laptop go dark if someone snooped through his web browser history more than half a dozen times. The next part of Ross's security operation would require ensuring that the people who worked for him were all really vigilantes, fighting to legalize drugs, and not employees of the DEA or the FBI. To do this, Ross started asking people who wanted a paycheck from the Silk Road to share a picture of their ID, a driver's license or passport, something that showed who they really were. It was a tough ask, Ross knew, but it was imperative if he didn't want to end up in jail. Now when he hired someone new, he went through the customary conversation, explaining that they would have no choice but to divulge who they were to the Dredd Pirate Roberts. "Do you need to see my ID?" Chronic Pain, a new employee, asked DPR, as he prepared to join the site to help manage the user forums. "Yes," DPR replied, "without a doubt." "Can I just tell you my name?" "I'll need your ID with current address," Dredd wrote. Then, to put Chronic Pain at ease, he noted that his ID will be stored encrypted, and I will probably never need to decrypt. "So," the new employee said, without much of a choice, "I guess I'll just have to trust you on that." "Yeah." Ross knew that most people would agree. Being part of the movement he was creating was more important to his employees than a slight risk. And sure enough, in a matter of hours, the ID for Chronic Pain arrived in DPR's inbox. There was also another reason to get those IDs. Ross was giving his employees more responsibility, and some even had access to bitcoins on the site. If someone decided to cross the Dredd Pirate Roberts, he would need to know who they were and where they lived. There would be retribution for such actions. The final item on his security cleanup checklist was to create his own digital go bag that he would employ in case something catastrophic happened. If the cops knocked on his door, he needed a plan for what to do and where to go. Ross opened a text document on his computer and created a file he called Emergency. He then began writing a list of things he would need to do in the event that something went terribly wrong, a doomsday list. Encrypt and backup important files on laptop to memory stick. Destroy laptop hard drive and hide/dispose. Destroy phone and hide/dispose. Ross wrote. Find place to live on Craigslist for cash. Create new identity, name, backstory. But he also knew that if the day arrived when Ross and DPR did have to go into hiding, simply finding a place on Craigslist and changing his name wouldn't be enough to protect him indefinitely. He would have to come up with a safe place to flee to, possibly even another country. A country that embraced pirates and would take in Ross Ulbricht and the Dread Pirate Roberts and their millions of dollars in wealth and keep them both out of reach of the U.S. government.